9/11.
That's an intense time.
I dream that I was on flight 93.
This was the night before.
The very morning as it was happening, I dreamed that it was at that same time.
Okay.
6 o'clock here, 9 o'clock in New York. We are 3 hours difference.
Right.
And I dream I was on flight 93. They had they didn't have too many people on the plane. And they had a couple with children, and there was a man sitting in front of me. And I remember very distinctly he had a fraternity ring, and he had a crew cut and dark glasses. And there was two men in the front of the plane pointing with their fingers for people to go to the front of the plane, and nobody wanted to go. And they looked angry, and they spoke a different language that I didn't understand. Because, you know, I couldn't understand Spanish and French, but there was a different language, but they pointed for people to go to the front, and people started to get scared. And the man right by me, that had the dark glasses, he looked at me. He said, "What's going on?" I said, "I don't know." And I had my praying beads in my hand. I was scared. Everybody was scared on the plane. And then I look out the window, and I saw two planes, but they didn't have nothing on the windows to identify what they were, you know, like American Airlines or United Airlines. That name on the planes were covered, like painted over.
Weird.
And I saw the two planes go by, and then...
Was it one on each side of the plane?
No,
or
one right after the other.
On the left side.
Because I always sit on the right side above the wing, because it says the safest place to sit on the plane.
Okay.
And that's where I always sit on the... on top of... on the side of the wing, and I was on the right side, and the planes, I saw them go by on the left side. I was
okay.
On the right side, yeah.
Okay.
And then the man in the front started to yell, but I didn't understand what they were saying, and I was afraid to move. I was in the middle of the wings, you know. And then the plane went very low, very, very, very low, and I saw the treetops. And then he picked up and took off again, higher. And it went higher, and I didn't see the planes anymore, and it just kept on going straight. Then I woke up. But what happened is, when I woke up, I said, "Oh my God, what a dream," you know? And those two planes on the other side, they have no names on them, because sometimes you're flying and you see another plane and you see the name of the company, the airline, whatever, you know. And then I woke up and I was scared, and I had my hand, I sat down at the foot of my bed, and I had opened my hand, I had my praying beads in my hand. I said, "Oh my God, what a dream." And it was getting daylight. So about 6 something in the morning, it happened about 9 New York time. So I went back to bed, and then my patient called me, and I went check on him, and I got him up, and I went to the bathroom to get him ready. And I thought it was, they were talking about the World Trade Center that happened years before. And Rush Limbaugh program was on. And then I got him ready, we went in the kitchen, and then my patient's son called. He said, "Dora, do you and my dad have enough water and food in the house?" I said, yes, Rusty, what? He said, "Well, we're being attacked." I said, what do you mean? I said, have you watched television yet? I said, no. I didn't put the TV on, but I heard about the World Trade Center, but I thought Rush Limbaugh was talking about years ago. No, he said, Dora, it's happening right now. Don't go out of the house, we're being bombed. And I said, oh my God, and I told him about my dream. I said, I was on that flight 93. I remember getting on that flight. He said, oh no, Dora. I said, yeah, and there were other people, and the two men in the front was telling people to go to the front of the plane, and we were afraid to go. I told him about the couple, the two children, and they had the two planes that I saw by, and unidentified planes. I said, those are the planes that hit the towers. Oh, no. I said, I saw them from my plane. They were going by. And the men on the plane, they were very angry. And I said, but Rusty, I dreamed that. And I dreamed we were going to crash. And we went very, very, very low. But that's when the plane dropped the missile in the Pentagon. Pentagon, you know? Because after my dream, I heard that, how could a plane have crashed there, thinking it was the Flight 93? Because when a plane crashed, they would have had the wings and embedded in the on the Pentagon, but it was round. It was a missile. So we, Flight 93, dropped that missile and we picked up going again, but we didn't know. I didn't know until after. See?
But then you woke up before you
See, when we went very, very low, I don't know why we went. I saw a treetop and then went up again. But see, when we went low, when after I woke up, Rusty said, that's the plane that dropped the bomb or missile. No, he said, your plane crashed. I said,
right,
no.
Right.
It didn't crash. And then I found out later, it was a missile that we dropped and we kept going. Because if the plane would have crashed, which it didn't, because I was on that plane, the plane did not crash. And he said that there was a bomb, a missile put in there, dropped in there, and our plane did it. But we kept on going, see.
I remember when you first told me the story, that part of it, I wasn't convinced of your story, because at the time the only footage I had seen was of they kept saying that it was a plane crash into the Pentagon.
Yeah, no, that was Flight 93 that dropped it, but Flight 93 disappeared, and there were people on that, and nobody knew what happened to the people, but I was on that plane.
Weird.
It's so real. Like,
do you remember what color those planes were that went by?
No, they were like gray, all gray, and then they had the name, like painted over,
like unidentified. Like primer gray or something?
Like big.
Military
they were
gray.
Big planes. Yeah.
That's so weird.
And Rusty said, "Those are the." He said, "Put the TV on. Put the TV on." I put it on, and I saw the towers burning. I said, those are the two planes that came in front of us, you know, and then we kept on going.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that hit the towers. Because when the people down there, when they made a movie of it, remember 9/11?
Yeah.
They saw the plane coming. And I heard a lady, if you ever hear the story again, and they say, those are not American planes. Because they were covered. The thing was covered. And they're like gray, like war plane, something gray, you know, in the movie during the war, like the Hitler war.
Yeah.
The fighter planes were all gray.
Yeah.
And this was two big planes, but they didn't have no words. The words were covered, like painted over. So when the lady down there, when I heard the story after, and she looked up, one lady saw the plane come and said, "That's not an American plane." If ever you hear that. But see, as time went on, people rewrote the 9/11. They made a movie and they talk about it. Yeah. And I don't even hear about what that lady said. A lot of things have been erased.
Yeah.
Because right after 9/11, people wanted to go and pick up some parts or something and then barricade that right away. And they came big trucks and took every piece away so people wouldn't go in that area after the problem went over. After all, everybody had to go, the paramedics were there and people were running and everything. And so when I saw that, I said, oh my God, I was on flight 93. I'll never forget that. Yeah. That's in my mind. Like, I think about it, I said, wow, what? It wasn't a dream. Like, I was on the plane.